This is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Have you ever had an experience where you're doing something very ordinary, say, just watching a sunset, and you're suddenly struck by the beauty of the moment so much that it almost moves you to tears? I know this is going to sound ridiculous, or maybe not, but the first time I ever heard Big Star, that's what happened to me. It was like 30 years ago, but it doesn't seem that long ago, really.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds.
There wasn't anything special about the moment or the occasion. It wasn't even the lyrics. It was the music. It was just indescribably perfect. Stuck by at my side is God. It's not like Big Star is some hidden treasure or cult band. Musician Sidon is hugely influential, and they've been written about by critics worldwide for years. And yet somehow, the band's extraordinary catalog has never become part of the mainstream. Big Star is far from a household name. But the story of the band is the stuff of music legend, and it's told in a new documentary called Nothing Can Hurt Me. Joining us from Big Star's hometown of Memphis is the last surviving original member of the band, drummer Jody Stevens. Jody, could you describe precisely where you are right now?
Sure, David. I'm in Studio A here at Ardent Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's where all the Big Star records were mixed and much of them recorded.
Do you remember what it was like when you were recording that first record? I mean, could you tell there was something special going on?
I could, and so much so that it was the reward in itself. I you know, the record really, aside from rock writers, the record never really had an audience. But the way it sounded and you know, the songs that Alex and Chris and even Andy were writing, it was all just magic to me. And the way John Fry, our mentor and engineer, was, you know, getting it down on tape. Alex Chilton and Chris Bell were the primary writers. And Alex sang and lead and played guitar. Chris Bell sang lead and played guitar. And Andy played bass.
The film... early on, begins with a clip from an interview in the mid-70s with Alex Chilton at her home station, KUT, here in Austin.
Now we're going to talk about a band I used to play with that changed a lot of people's heads.
Before Big Star, Chilton had already been something of a star, right?
He had been. Alex had joined up what was to become the Box Tops, I think, when he was 16, and maybe, I know their big hit, The Letter, was like the number one record in the country in 1967.
Someone told me.
I used to play with the Box Tops. I am the man who sang The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home.
You know, maybe the first song Alex stepped up to sing was a huge hit. And so we had to hear that bit of time with the Box Tops, and then he left the Box Tops and went to New York and then moved back and joined up with Chris, Andy, and me.
When you had come together as a band and you were recording those first sessions, you knew something was special, as you say, that you guys could make it big. Your music would be heard on the radio, that you'd have a big selling album. And the name Big Star, of course, ultimately, it's actually a lifted from a regional grocery chain?
It was. There was a grocery store across the street from Ardent Studios when it was over on National Avenue here in Memphis, called Big Star. And I think Andy and Chris and maybe Alex were all outside the studio taking a break. And there was Big Star.
Ultimately, of course, I mean, there's a lot of irony in the fact that the band never did achieve the sort of commercial success. And the film, though, does suggest that in part, Big Star's fortunes were limited because of poor support from the parent label Stax, which ultimately went bankrupt. Is that how you see it?
Well, what happened with Stax, I think Stax certainly had its heart in the right place. And Al Bell, who was pretty much running Stax at the time, had struck apparently, from what I understand, was a pretty unique sort of deal with Columbia. But shortly after that was maybe, seemingly before the ink was even dry, Clive left Columbia. And frequently what happens is when your champion leaves a record label, you're left without support at that label.
Try to understand what I'm going through. Don't blame me for what folks will do. For some of us it's not a good time, but you're gonna get used to and you'd better resign yourself. You get what you deserve.
You know, you look back at artists from, Matthew Sweet to Teenage Fan Club, R.E.M., The Flaming Lips, The Replacements who were in this film. I mean, so many people cite Big Star as highly influential. What accounts for the fact, you think, that the band was so influential and yet commercial success was so elusive? I mean, Big Star didn't break through commercially, but tens of thousands of bands never do. The heartbreak here seems to be that so many people feel like Big Star was one of those bands that really deserved to emerge. I mean,
to some people, possibly. But for me, it's to quote Yogi Berra, I guess it ain't over till it's over. And there's so much going on now that's positive, and we seem to be getting a lot of attention now. And certainly the really sad part is that Chris and Andy and Alex aren't here to enjoy that.
I remember I was on the radio when doing some South by Southwest coverage when we heard that Alex had passed away, and Alex was in fact en route to Austin for a reunion show at South by Southwest.
It was shocking. And so unexpected. But the outpouring of affection and care for Alex at South by Southwest was tremendous. I mean, I kept hearing stories about bands playing Big Star songs or Alex Chilton solo songs. The band has been really a personal discovery for a lot of people. It really was a very organic, literally word of mouth kind of thing. And it just took, 17, 18 years to build an audience.
It's an amazing story. The documentary is called Nothing Can Hurt Me. Jody Stevens, a member of the original lineup, speaking with us from Memphis, Tennessee. Jody, congratulations on all you're doing these days, and congratulations on the documentary. It's a really powerful story.
Thank you, David.
watching.